Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3. Hello and welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast here on the Nerd Party Network. I'm Darren Moser and joined as always by my two strandees, Philip and Daniel. Philip, have you done one more animated series episode since we last recorded?
I did.
And you're on your slowest watch through ever.
I watched the Aquaman episode where they all go underwater and Kirk and Spock get gills. It's great.
And they swim in that Funimation sideways breaststrokes style. Oh, very fun. What about you, Daniel? Any watch-throughs or new episodes? We're still in the Trek hiatus
as long of
this recording, so.
Yeah,
but not. Yeah, not, but not for long, no.
Yeah, we're halfway through Duet, so.
You stopped halfway?
Well, we only watch, you know, as much as while we're eating, so it's like 20 minutes of time.
You need bigger meals, Daniel, because you can't just stop the episode.
So that's like a,
it's good.
That's a solo then, right? I mean, Duet would be.
I think
two solos don't make a duet, Philip. It doesn't work that way. That's fun though. Is she enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I was like, I she is kind of, you know. I told her, I'm like, this is
maybe if she watched the whole episode, I just a guess that might do it.
She didn't like the last one, the previous one, which was, oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to look it up real quick.
I mean, it's first season.
Oh, it's the one where everybody acts paranoid and Sisko builds a clock.
I mean.
Which, you know, I understand. I don't like that one either, so.
It's hard because they're out of character for characters they've literally just established, so it's kind of hard. Like, maybe that would have worked more as, like, a season 5 episode.
It's really weird, no, though, because even that, like, it makes most of them paranoid, but then, like, Sisko gets just loopy, and
Sisko gets real loopy.
Dax gets dumb. Like, it's not consistent, so it really doesn't even make any sense.
I mean, it's no, Loxana Troi turns everyone into Cupid Love Time episode. That's
the name of that episode is Dramatis Personae.
Yes.
Yeah. Not great. Not a great episode. But Duet is a great episode, and we're almost at the end. So
that would be.
You're doing the D's now. Sounds like.
Yes, exactly, Philip. Thank you for noticing. Yeah. Next is In the Hands of the Prophets, and I think that's. I'm pretty sure it's last one of season one. So onward we go.
Awesome. Well, yeah, a DS9 watch through is always a enjoyable affair. At least we have to say that contractually in a Star Trek podcast. But no. I've in some of my other Zoom chats with friends, a few of them are not DS9 fans. I don't know if they've ever given it a fair shake, but hey, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. There's plenty of other stuff out there.
I mean, to me, that's funny.
You have other Zoom chats
with other people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
About Star Trek
and other friends.
Yeah, exactly. What, do you think it's just you guys?
It's City Alpha 3. That's we're only people
now,
here.
I mean,
it's not
you guys.
City Alpha 3 and Darren's buddies.
Wow. Well, I have to say, our Zoom chats are the longest running at, you know, however many years since 2013. Like, that's a while. That's
incalculable.
So. Jeez. I'm pretty sure you could calculate it, Philip, but just like when we have to look up episode titles, I don't really want to do the math
now. No calculators survived the crash onto City Alpha 3. Right.
So. Oh, it's so sad. We have to use sand math and draw draw out the calculations in the sand with a stick.
Well, then we had Satan's robot to do the math for us.
You'll put all he knew was lower calculus. It wasn't good. All right. Well, today, as I was racking my brain, I was like, why do I feel like I haven't come up with a topic in forever? And then I looked at our records and I'm like, oh, yeah, because 6 episodes were it's not that bad. And then after that, I did part 2 of our cadets review. So I'm like, I haven't really had to come up with the original topic in like 3 months or so. But but by all the best methods of choosing a topic, I looked around my room until my eyes fell on something and thus spawned an idea.
Is this the K2SO of SETI Alpha 3?
No, it is not. But what I did see was my Star Trek fan collections. And I don't know if you guys ever got any of these, but these came out back in the days of DVD were king. And if you didn't want to shell out, you know, $50 for a season of Next Gen, these were a great way to build your Star Trek collection. And they were these fan collectives where fans voted. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But they picked their best episodes based on a specific topic. So we have time travel episodes. We have Klingon episodes, Borg episodes. And this was New Trek. So no Discovery, no any of that. But Borg, Q, alternate realities, which is a little bit more of a grab bag. You have things like mirror episodes and other things there. And then you have a captain's log, which has a nice smattering. And the point being that each one of these would have a couple of episodes from each season. For each series. Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, for time travel, you had about two original series, four or so Next Gen, a couple of DS9, and then a few Voyager, because that's all there was, guys. So actually, this might have been pre-Enterprise. Nope, they have Enterprise. Okay, just okay. It's okay. We can keep talking. So this was my thought, is if we had to package new fan collectives, maybe they're not archaic DVD discs anymore. Maybe it's a playlist feature.
They're
on
4K
Disney
discs.
They are 4K discs.
HD no. DVDs is what we're going with.
It lost, Daniel. You got to give it up. It didn't
Laser
win
disc.
The format
Laser
wars.
Disc compilations.
But yeah, maybe some sort of playlist on Paramount Plus. Oh God, wouldn't that be a great feature, Paramount Plus, if you're listening?
What if Paramount Plus put all the Star Trek episodes into alphabetical order? Then I could continue my alphabetical rewatch. And
no, you've proven
awesome.
That no one will watch that in that way, Daniel, because if you won't, no one else will. If we could create these, you know, getting into Star Trek, not that it has to... or there could be one that's just on getting into Star Trek, but I wanted us to come up with a couple of different ideas they could definitely be in these categories. I mean, these are broad categories that cover a lot of Star Trek, but I'd like us to come up with some other additional ones and get the ball rolling. I will say we should make a fan collective of Ferengi. There are a lot of Ferengi episodes, guys.
Too many,
I mean, I don't know if people would buy a DVD set of Ferengi episodes, but they would at least watch a playlist. I mean, that's...
Wait, it depends on the packaging. Like, if you had the ears coming out of the box.
Oh, so it's like it's not a rectangle shape. It's got like an ear coming off one side.
This is going to be... I feel like this would be a very Deep Space Nine heavy... list.
This is true.
Well, you could do your.
I mean,
your
there's what, one episode of Enterprise
and Voyager. You could do the
you could do an Enterprise and a Voyager.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that's better.
And you could do one from TNG. You could choose. Whether
do we
it was,
want to?
Yeah. You well, there's you know what the last okay. battle isn't terrible.
That's
and,
true.
And the Lawak Son of Troy episode also
Menage a Troy.
Oh, Menage a Troy.
Menage a Troy is fun. That's fun. I would put that in the collection for sure.
So I think we're all thinking the same thing of we're passing on The Last Outpost because that was like a weird...
Let me think about that.
That was like a weird sect of Ferengi that aren't like all the other Ferengi we ever see. Like, we're just going to ignore them.
It's like the skinhead Klingons we don't really talk about.
Yeah, they were trolling around, you know, snapping their fingers, patrolling that sector
so
of the galaxy.
So if the premise is the fan favorite episodes of this topic, I think it's and not an all-inclusive thing of this
No,
topic.
It's definitely not all-inclusive.
So yeah, I think it's easy, fair enough to say, of all the TNG episodes... Last Outpost would not be on anyone's list, and no. It would never show up.
But
on
the battle, list. The battle is a good one.
Battle's a good one, but I think Menage a Trois is a better way to go.
The Magnificent Ferengi, or whatever that one is, for the Deep Space Nine.
Well, now if we're going to get a Deep Space Nine, there's so many to choose from, really.
That's true. Well, I mean, there's two types of Ferengi episodes in DS9. There's Quark episodes, which count. I'm just saying they're different levels. It's like Quark and his family, and then there's like the greater Ferengi alliance comes to play.
I feel like the three I would recommend would be is it called the Magnificent Ferengi? You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But
it's called the Magnificent Ferengi.
Go back to 1950s Earth.
Little Green Men.
Yeah, you got to have Little Green Men, which by chance is also in our time travel collection. But
and then my last nomination would be, I think, the first Moogie episode where Quark goes to Franginar.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to remember that title. Prophet.
Prophet and Lace.
No, it's not Prophet and Lace.
It's Prophet and something. Okay.
Is that when you get to the...
I would say there's the one... Because if we're trying to establish as well Ferengi culture a little bit, there's the one where Quark thinks he's dying and he sells off like all of his future slices or whatever. And then he finds that he's not dying and it's...
Brunt.
You know, that... Yeah, we get Brunt. Brunt's always fun. I mean...
Guys, I think we just stumbled into our next one.
The Jeffrey Combs collection.
Oh, hey, go for it. Okay. I think we had just exhausted all of our Ferengi talk right at that moment. So, which I totally believe. So, okay. So Jeffrey Combs collection, man. Okay.
Your top Shran episode from Enterprise.
Daniel, pull up Jeffrey Combs on Memory Alpha.
I'm doing it. I don't know if he was in, I think he was in TNG, was he? Question mark?
I don't think he was.
Well, we can't do it. He's not in TOS, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
According to Memory Alpha, though, he did audition for the role of William T. Riker.
Ah.
And they're like, this guy is so good. We're going to keep him around in a lot of other ways.
Yeah. He did not appear in TNG.
I mean, I think you have to pick one character for each episode. Like, you can't have multiple Shrans and Brunts.
Well, you would have to. Okay.
Goal is to have at least like five or six episodes.
With one character per.
Okay, that's a good point.
If you had the Jeffrey Combs collection, though, you would have to do that one episode, I think it's season 6 or 7 of DS9, where he played Brunt, he played Wayoon, and I'm pretty sure he played someone else. I can't remember. I think he played three characters in one episode. So you would have to throw that one in there.
Okay, well, that's the Jeffrey Combs trifecta right there. So, okay, and then we have a Shran episode, obviously. The more pink skins, the better.
I think probably the first ones, maybe. I mean, I think, he had good appearances in all of them, but I think the first one. Pajem.
This conflict with Archer.
Pajem.
The Andorian incident? Is that what it was called?
That's what it was. The Andorian incident is what it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then there's like Shadow of Pajem is like a follow-up.
Well, we would give Enterprise 2 to 3 episodes.
But at least two.
We just can't remember the name of the episodes, I think. But like
the one where he meets Bacula, and then the one where he's proven right or something like that. You know, it's
because this maybe the, that's the same well the episode, second but. Episode, and I think the one we're talking about is the one where he actually battles Archer. You know, with the Ishantor, whatever you call it.
Oh, yes. That's right. They have ritualistic combat.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, because that gives us a little bit of Andorian.
Yeah, that's sort of the building of the Federation, because that's with the...
So meeting Archer and...
Tellarites.
And then the Tellarites and his ice skate.
Yeah.
He's in 10 episodes of the Enterprise.
Yeah, because, they have the A&R episode, which I think is like a three-part... I mean, there's a lot. I remember for his DS9, you have a Brunt
what
one.
What is his DS9?
A Wayoon one. And what's the other big third one?
Ah, man. I don't know. I have to look.
That's why we've been talking, Daniel. So you can look this up, because I've done so much preparation for this topic.
Well, yes. I mean, I know he did a bunch, but I feel like there are big three. I can't remember the third one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like that secondary role tier. On the same level, do we need a Susie Plaxen
Yeah, why not?
Playlist. So we got female Q.
Kalar.
We have Kalar. And
Dr. Salar. Does she have a good episode?
Dr. Salar.
What else we got?
You could do, hey, you know what? Dr. Salar does not, she has one episode that she actually appears in, I think. And it's the one where Data gets, Data's grandfather, whatever, whatever stupid stuff that was. It's a season
your favorite.
I was just thinking we could do a Cardassian collection as well.
Ooh.
Comes with a spoon.
That's, I mean, it might be a little DS9 heavy, but no, I'm just kidding. Okay, so DS9, or sorry, our Cardassian. Well, we do have some TNG episodes.
Some good ones, too. Not just
and
some,
not just, stylish headgear is going on. Like The Wounded is a great one.
The Wounded is amazing.
Great episode on its own. And yes, there's a few others. And then trying to think, I definitely want some Cardassian from the end of the Dominion War, where you have like a lot of Damar, you know, and him coming into his own as the leader of the Free Republic of Cardassia, or whatever the, you know, the resistance, the Cardassian resistance. And I mean, again, well, maybe like Duet, as we just were talking about. There's so many Gold Dukat ones.
Well, I feel like
maybe not for Impact Nor.
Well, for TNG, or, you know, I think you need, I mean, it's a two-parter, so it's a little cheating. Chain of Command. Did you get both Torture Cardassian and then?
That's true with Gold Madrid.
You're just giving, it's just a playlist, Philip. Yeah. There's no like size limitations. You can totally include two-parters, so.
That's true. We can do, we can do both. It'll be okay. Now, I'm trying to think, did we, well, we do we want to include Seska episodes?
Probably not. No. I don't think she was ever, I mean, well, I guess she was Cardassian.
You could include the one episode where you find out she's actually a Cardassian.
But she's a Bajoran for most of that one.
Well, yeah, but you find out she's a Cardassian, and then you're like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Well, really, I'm trying to think. It's vague in my mind. There's a Voyager episode where the Doctor creates...
with the holographic Doctor. Yes.
To save Torres.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's the crazy, you know, psycho...
Experiments. Yeah.
Experiment, yeah. That one. Yes, that one for sure. Forget Seska. I didn't even mention her. We're doing that one.
Nothing human.
Yeah.
When an injured non-humanoid alien attaches itself to Lieutenant Torres, a hologram of a notorious Cardassian exobiologist is created to help the Doctor remove her.
Yeah, to be a war criminal. That was a good one. Yeah.
I can't remember if it's good, but I remember.
If we look over the war crimes, it's all good.
Well,
but,
it's very like,
you know,
DS9-y and that sort of. Well, like, so it was. So I have an entry or a suggestion.
Oh, I could see that as a DS9 with like Bashir. Complete. You could do the exact same episode for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what were you saying?
Because, you know, I want to try and bring in new Trek. So what do we got? So this is mine. I mean, I want to watch, you know, watch it.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
But the Mud
Cardassian Sunrise,
the Mud Collection. You bring in the animated series. You bring in two Discovery episodes, and you bring in two TOS episodes.
Okay, yeah, you could totally do a Mud Collection. I think that would work really, and the Short Trek.
That's true.
As well. So you got like five or so things right there.
And there is a reference to Harry Mudd in Beyond, so you also could bring that in.
Why is this playlist so much longer than the others? Oh, we brought in Star Trek Beyond for a name drop. We'll just pull that scene out and just show the scene and say, if you'd like to know more, here's the whole movie.
Well, then
you click this button.
Then you could go in with the Tribble Collection, because you then would have the obvious TOS.
Okay, maybe.
Well, you'd have the TOS, you'd have the TAS, then you'd have the DS9 entry. Yeah. Then you'd have Trouble with Edward.
Which is basically the same as the TOS, mm-hmm. but...
Then you'd have the Trouble with Edward Short Trek. And then you'd have Star Trek Into Darkness, because at the end, Miracle Tribble.
Oh, gosh.
And this would be the least watched.
I don't like the direction
playlist,
this is going, but...
of all the playlists.
You say so that. Tribbles. Everyone loves Tribbles.
Everyone loves Tribbles until Into Darkness.
Well,
yeah.
Until Trouble with Edward. I'd say Trouble with Edward killed Tribbles more than anything, but...
And it comes in a Tribble cereal box, is what the collection comes in.
There was a Tribble on, help me, Lower Decks, wasn't there? Wasn't there a Tribble part?
Probably.
Something I can't remember. I can't remember.
You know, that's a good point. I don't know if there was. I feel like that show is so reference heavy. There's got to have been one.
I thought it was more than just like a
bin
show
somewhere. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, heck, they brought an Exocomp back, so there's got to be a Tribble somewhere.
Okay, Exocomp collection. Let's do this, like folks. Two. Let's go.
two episodes, guys. I mean, come on. It's spiraling down now. Like, the playlists are getting shorter and shorter. Now, I like the Cardassian one, because that was actually, like, you know, that's past the time of this. What's another good one, Philip? Bring it back.
This is going to sound weird, but go with me. The Riker collection. I know what you're going to say, but not in TNG.
Right.
So you have DS9 entry. Yeah. You have the Voyager entry.
So you're talking about the Thomas Riker, right?
Well, I mean, I said Riker. I didn't specify.
Well, hang on. But we should include one TNG episode, right? That would be fun.
Which one would it be?
It's the one where Thomas Riker becomes, because otherwise the other ones aren't going to make any sense. No.
Thomas Riker would only... He's just saying Riker because Jonathan Frakes shows up.
I know, but I'm saying if we're using the DS9 Thomas Riker episode, then we have to establish Thomas Riker with our one TNG.
No.
We'll figure it out from DS9.
But Philip, are you saying Riker, Thomas Riker specifically, or are you just saying the Riker collection?
The Riker collection.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's talking specifically about Thomas
Riker. Darren's saying it'll confuse people if we don't include it.
I know what he's saying. I'm just saying that, unless I'm forgetting, the only one that would work for DS9 is the one with Thomas Riker.
Yeah.
So if we don't establish who Thomas Riker is...
Nah, they'd be fine. It's a fan collection. Fine. It's a fan collection.
Oh, so only the fans would know. Okay.
Yeah. And they're demanding it. They're demanding to see the beard moment.
Okay, so which one would be from TNG then?
It would be your one TNG pick.
Be the Q one where he's like, I don't need your fantasy women.
I was thinking Best of Both Worlds, because that's a sneak
Captain Riker.
Yeah. But you could pick something else for sure.
Shattered Mind is
a I don't know if I'd pick that.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
The one with his dad. We want to get that.
That'd be fun.
Mbujitsu. Yeah.
Yeah. And then just go over it. So Voyager, of course, we would get a Death Wish. Right. Enterprise, everyone's favorite Enterprise episode would be on there. These are the Voyagers.
Oh, God, it would be. You're right.
Yep. And then we would have Lower Decks, the last episode of season one.
Oh, there you go. We finally made it into New Trek.
And Picard. We would get Nepenthe, because the other appearance was stupid.
Yeah, not the finale ship fleet, but not Nepenthe, the copy-paste please.
Fleet. Yeah.
Okay, that's not too bad. That puts it into, what is that, two of the new treks? Yeah, that's not bad.
And it would come in a trombone case, the collection would come in.
Jeez.
I have a good idea that I'm surprised nobody's ever thought of or brought up. Maybe it has been, but I haven't known about it. What about the Prime Directive collection?
Ooh, controversial. Ooh.
Okay, that's otherwise known as General Order 1.
You can include almost everything. I think maybe Picard didn't have a Prime Directive episode, but...
Who watches The Watchers, your favorite episode ever?
Picard, the show Picard.
Oh. Yeah. We've outgrown it at that point.
I was going to say, there's a lot of immoral ambiguity in Picard, really, so we could probably pick an episode and just say this... Even though they're not in Starfleet, this was against the Prime Directive. So
you could call the last episode a Prime Directive episode because they're encountering that weird space tentacle.
Android.
For the first time. Oh, yeah, you can do the Android one, the stupid one. Yeah, whatever. No, we can skip Picard.
We'll skip Picard. There's enough for everyone else. Yeah.
But you can pick your best one of each series,
you know, dealing with the Prime Directive, and then there you go.
Well, I'm curious, what would be your DS9 suggestion? Again, they're not one necessarily a big Prime Directive series.
Oh, man.
Maybe we turn that one a little different and we do the one where Worf is on trial. So it's not Prime Directive per se, but it is like Starfleet rules.
The Starfleet Regulations fan collection.
There you go. Starfleet Rules and Regulations. That's outrageous. Then that's. But yeah, I remember the name of that episode. It's like Chain. No, it's not Chain of.
And then again,
something
what would
to
be
do
the,
with
what would be your Voyager?
But you guys know which one I'm. You guys know which one I mean, though.
Which one would be the Voyager pick? Pick any of them. They should all be. They should all be.
Well, that's the reverse episodes. Issue. You know, which one would you pick?
Yeah. How could we bend the rules this week? Because it's just us out here. Well, you could do maybe Equinox, because you have the kind of duality comparison between the Equinox crew breaking all the rules and the Voyager crew not.
Yeah, I was going in the opposite direction with, I mean, that's a good, but Scorpion, because you have the Species 8372 and the Borg.
Yeah. Enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. That could work.
No, yeah, but I like it. I like it. What would be your new Trek suggestions, if any? You could have from Discovery, the Captain Pike.
Saru planet, right?
Oh, the no. Church. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was thinking the Church, you know.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
actually one of the best episodes of Discovery. So, yeah, I would agree with that, I think.
But also, like you said, Daniel, dealing with Saru's planet is an interesting choice as well.
Oh, that's a short Trek, right?
No.
There's a short Trek, a part of it. As
that is true. But when they actually go there and have to decide, like, are we going to interfere in this planet's development, even though one of their members is in Starfleet? But, you know, hey, we got to have more ambiguity somewhere. Okay, let's
see. You could include Insurrection on this list, by the way, as well.
Yeah. You guys like including movies in these collections a lot.
You could include Into Darkness as well, because of the opening scene, which is obviously the best part of that whole movie. So,
you say best part. I remember a ship being under.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, the underwater ship part. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's Into Darkness. Yes, it is.
It is the best part of that whole movie.
So you're saying, as far as the quality of Into Darkness, it's when Kirk and McCoy jump. Is when the quality stops.
They jump the Enterprise. Right over the shark to get into the water.
Well, they're like free drivers, man, because they jump and then they dive all the way to the ship. Like
you would think at that point they'd be able to get beamed. Like once they're in the water.
No, it's cooler if they don't get beamed, Daniel.
Oh, you think they'd be dead, is what it is.
Anyway, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, you know, this is not the talk about if starships can fit under. Survive underwater because
of course they can survive inside the corona of a star. They can handle a few feet of pressure.
No,
of course they can.
It doesn't work that way, Daniel.
It's crazy.
A ship designed to work in space. It's not about it being sealed. It's about it normally works in space. You know what? There's not a lot of in space pressure, like at all.
There's a lot of gravity when you're in the corona of a star, which the Enterprise is.
Gosh,
been
you're not letting that corona go, are you?
Times.
It's just.
You had special shields. That's the answer. Special shields.
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
The shields.
By a Ferengi scientist. So for our Ferengi collection.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, we didn't even think to include that episode. The TNG episode. I can't remember the name of the episode where it's. Beverly and the Ferengi.
Yeah. With the shield. Yeah.
What's the name of it, though? I can't remember the name of it.
I don't know.
I was trying to give you time to... I was ramping you up so you could...
Beverly Murder Mystery Guy in an Hour. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Beverly's Tennis Elbow or something like that. But,
well,
yes.
Obviously this would only be one series and a movie, but would there be a Guinan collection?
No.
Sorry, I mean... Guinan. Again, it's a playlist. We don't have to meet some sort of threshold. You guys picked one with like two episodes in it, so I think we could squeeze a Guinan one in.
More than Guinan, we can now make a Counselor Troi series.
Okay, so, I mean, we don't have to necessarily all of them, but we could do a one per every single main character. That's easy enough.
Well, I mean, Troi is spread out at this point.
Oh, that's a good point.
She's been in Voyager. She's been in Enterprise.
Enterprise.
Lower Decks.
Also Picard and Lower Decks. She's going to be... Oh, yeah, there's not going to be anything else. But yeah, she's basically been in almost everything that Riker's been in. Sans.
Still Enterprise, you could say, if you really wanted to. But
And we'll throw in Generations, we'll say. Yeah, okay.
Wait, you're picking the one where, the ship crashes, not the one where she has the awesome drunk scene with Zefren Cochrane?
Yeah, the one scene. I mean, she has a couple more scenes in Generations.
I know. Okay, that's true.
She does counseling in Generations, at least.
Exactly.
Although you could call her drunk scene in First Contact that she's drawing upon her counseling.
Don't go criticizing my counseling technique.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So something called tequila. You've never heard of tequila at all in the 25th century. Okay, sure.
Synthahol.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's like ordering a beer.
The Synthahol collection. Oh, yeah. Right, let's do this.
Something green collection. All right, okay, let's see. Is there, I'm trying to think again, like you guys said, more new Trek. Gosh.
Well, I really don't want to suggest it. I'll just say it, and then hopefully we can move on. The Section 31 collection.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. Okay. I mean,
I said so it. Are you happy?
It'd be DS9, a little bit of Enterprise, and
Discovery.
But the thing is, like, it's not so. It would be the two. I think two or three episodes in Deep Space Nine. And then the one episode?
Really? One, maybe two, I can't remember, of Enterprise.
In Enterprise. And then in Discovery, it's impossible to extract in any meaningful way. I guess you
season
could
two, are you just going to drop that in or something?
Yeah. You could do the same thing with Mirror Universe. Again, something I don't really want to suggest, but you could do.
It was already a thing. Yeah, I mean, same thing. Well, yeah. You could also do more Klingon stuff with new Trek, but again, you know,
here's one. It's the Ship Explodes collection.
Oh, okay. So we got Clues, where the ship, or not Clues. What's the one?
Cause and Effect.
Cause and Effect. That's it. That's what I was thinking.
All hands abandoned ship.
All hands abandoned ship.
I can't think of when DS9 exploded, but it did it at some point.
Well, we know the Defiant exploded in season 7, yeah, so there you go.
There's true. The wormhole collapsed in The Search when they think it collapsed. I mean, it's an illusion, but it explodes, which is kind of cool.
Voyager, you have the one where there's the two Voyagers.
Year of Hell.
And they self-destruct. Oh, Year of Hell as well.
Oh, Oblivion. Yeah, Oblivion, Year of Hell.
I think you're Oblivion, you're thinking of when the Uzi Voyagers.
Well, you said two Voyagers. You know.
Yeah, I know. But like literally when the two Voyagers,
Twisted.
Twisted's different. But anyway. But yeah, because Twisted is when the Voyagers.
You're not specific enough when you say two Voyagers, because apparently it happens all the time.
Well, Twisted is one Voyager. It's just Twisted Voyager. It's literally in the.
Right.
This is the one where there's literally two crews. This is the Harry Kim.
The Harry
dies,
Kim
but
dies.
Harry Kim lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're forgetting a very important episode here, Philip. Which is, of course, Star Trek 3. Which the ship actually explodes.
And Star Trek Beyond.
And Star Trek Generations.
And, yeah.
I mean, Generations, half of it blows up, so.
Yeah.
That counts.
Close enough. The important half blows up. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, okay, now we know Daniel's team battle bridge side. The important half.
I mean, that's where all the important parts of the ship are, except for the people, but who cares about that?
Except for the people. Jeez.
Enterprise, you could have the one... Well, you could have a few. There's the Mirror two-parter, because that blows up on that one.
There's E-squared.
Yes.
Where there's
and then
the
you also have
one.
The future one, where he has the fake future, or the Zindi future, where the Zindi win.
Oh, that's right. And in a Mirror Darkly, it gets destroyed.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, the mirror part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm trying to think, Discovery, does Discovery blow up? I'm sure.
Yeah, of course Discovery blows up in the mud episode.
It blows up several times.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not every time, but a few times.
And you could throw in Battle of the Binary Stars with the Cleaver ship destroying that one ship. It's not the Enterprise, but it's, you know, it's a cool ship blowing up. It's another Enterprise. Yeah, what other?
You could have the season two.
Isn't there one exploding in Lower Decks? I'm trying to remember.
I couldn't remember. I'm trying to think it was in the movie episode, but yeah, in the movie episode, right? Of Lower Decks.
Oh, yeah. It crashes on a planet.
It does, because they all come out of the ship. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then Star Trek Into Darkness, the one where it separates and then crashes.
No, that's Beyond. Yeah,
that's what I meant. I meant Beyond. Yeah,
I mean it does crash and Into Darkness.
Well, yes, but
that's the other ship. We don't care about that one.
You could also include the final episode of both Picard and Discovery, where 8,000 ships get destroyed.
Oh, jeez.
Totally.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't register at all after a point.
Picard with the Borg ship exploding. Or
you know what you could have is, if you're going to do a collection, you could do Space Battle Collection, like where like the cool actual Star Trek space battles happen.
So old style space battles where it's all verbally on the bridge and you just have to imagine what's going on. Okay.
This is where I turn my chair around and be like, you know what's really cool, Daniel? Talking your problems out.
Especially if your problem is a computer and you can talk him to death. That's, you feel good about that at the end of the day.
You know what's not cool? Hurting people, Daniel.
The more you know.
But yeah, no, I like that space battles. I just watched a clip the other day. It was during the Klingon Civil War, and it was the Exo.
Which one?
Yeah, I know.
The one from Discovery, the one from TNG, or the one from Deep Space Nine? Just
the one from TNG.
Okay.
The one where Data's on the Sutherland, and he's got the android racist XO who won't listen to his answers or listen to his orders, but at the end Data owns and everyone. That's such a good episode, even though it has, you know, your favorite blonde Vulcan in it, Daniel
Romulan. But,
sorry, Romulan.
Listen, before anybody gets any funny ideas, we're not doing a collection. We are absolutely not doing a collection.
The Alexander collection?
We're not doing that. It's actor of actors playing their descendants and or proscendants.
Star Trek VI.
No, we're not doing that. Sorry.
This one's going to be a thinker, but not necessarily quality, though that too, but episodes we pretend don't exist. Not because of quality, but because they mess up the canon. Like, I'm thinking of the TNG episode where it's like, you know, we talked to the civilization that have 1,000 years worth of knowledge, and we've traded all their information. I'm like, did we ever put that
to? That's the Barclay episode. That's Nth Degree.
Maybe
we never... never follow up on.
Is that just the sphere data? Because that sounds a lot like the sphere data.
That works good too. Discovery. There you go. Here's your entry.
Are I thinking of like the TNG Trill episode, which kind of doesn't work in retrospect as much when of what we learn later about Trill? Not just the appearance, but. Okay. Well, are there any other species that we'd want to focus on? I mean, we've already. At Klingon and Borg and Q.
At this point, you could definitely do a Spock collection.
Oh, yeah. Be a lot more Spock because we have, I mean, you guys could throw in all the movies you want, but we have a lot of Discovery with Spock and...
Animated series,
of course.
Basically, everybody but TNG has played with Vulcans and some. You could even include Take Me Out to the Hollow.
Spock's in TNG, Daniel.
Oh, then I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. We could include Unification. Yeah,
2009, right. Yeah. You get two Spocks.
Yep.
That's true.
And the animated series where we get two Spocks.
I think DS9 is the only one we don't get Spock.
We don't get Spock, but we do get Take Me Out to the Hollow Suite, which is an amazing episode.
You're watching the Spock collection.
Are you
going,
comparing
what the hell is this on
Unification to Take Me Out to the Hollow Suite? That's what I'm hearing. My goodness.
I'm trying to think. You know what? You could include Troubles and Tribulations because.
Oh, you're right.
Spock
you're right.
is in that episode, and she mentions Dax hot. Has a crush on him. So.
And marries his son.
Wait, so that's the DS9 link. That's tenuous at best, but we'll take it.
I would argue
Spock is
solid.
In the episode. I don't think that's tenuous.
Literally see
the
Spock.
Replay of the other episode, but okay.
So it's like, it'd be like Voyager and like including Flashback. Just because
I don't think
know.
We could include Voyager.
They say the word Spock in Flashback because of Sulu.
Yeah, is there any other connection? I don't think so. Nope. Sorry. Sorry, Voyager. You're done.
Sorry. You should have spent your time in the Alpha Quadrant like the rest of us.
No Enterprise.
No Enterprise.
Discovery, yes, obviously.
Gosh, sorry he's not born yet in Enterprise, guys. Sheesh. I tried to find a way to put him in, but...
no Picard that I can think of.
Nope.
And then Lower Decks, you could probably squeeze something if you want.
Eh.
But you don't have to.
That's funny. I'm thinking of Lower Decks now. Like, I have to remind myself it's not exactly in the style of, like, what is it? Family Guy? Because Family Guy has all those, like, random scenes where it's, like, cutaways, like, out. So I'm almost like, what if that happened in Lower Decks? Like, they're just talking, then all of a sudden it's just a shot of Spock and Almok Time just for no reason to throw a punch. I mean, I'm not saying I want that at all, but...
That actually kind of reminds me of, Philip, what you just brought up about, like, episodes that don't... that we kind of ignore because we don't... can't fit them in canon. And I would put all of Lower Decks in there because it's really weird. And like, it wasn't a kind of a big issue until they actually brought characters on that we knew. And now that we see,
like, Riker and Troy.
And Troy, and it's like, but they're not really animated people. So now it's weird to think about, like, how does that fit? And I don't know if it really does. I guess once we see, like, a California class ship in an actual show, then maybe my mind will be able to reconcile it. But it's weird now. It's still weird to me.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw it. This was a few weeks ago. But on Twitter, there was some image someone did of the Enterprise E next to a California class ship.
Like, oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah, in the real style.
Was it tiny? Was it?
Yeah, but it was just kind of cool to see that as a real style ship.
Even though it's a kind of a dopey, dumpy looking ship, but that's the point. That's the whole point of it, I guess. But
right, it's not supposed to look like top of the line.
I mean, look, that versus an Oberth class, which one are you going for?
California all the way. It's way better than Oberth.
It's more traditionally
Oberth.
Star Trek. It looks...
I don't want to go all sovereign on this. Keep it real. All right. Well, unless there's any other collections we can think of, again, or playlists, as we're doing, but... it's interesting. Yeah, some still, it's amazing what hasn't really been covered in New Trek. I mean, we got a lot of Klingons and a lot of other things, but, you know, we still don't have, and I mean, we could always do time travel, but I mean, we've always done time travel. There's a lot of time travel.
For the most part, we've left Picard alone. So I was like, what about a synthetics collection? You could do androids, synthetics, artificial life forms.
There's TOS episodes.
Lower Decks with the bot, because that's an artificial
life. Oh, with the exocomp, yeah.
Yep.
That's true. So artificial life forms. Do-do-do-do-do.
TOS, little, TAS, everything.
Yeah. They would have it. And you could... Well, I mean, that kind of reminds me of the... The Light Fantastic, which talked about, like, a society of androids, and they were from all throughout, you know, Star Trek. And so Data was the Soon type android, and then you had others that were, you know, different types. Like, there's that big one with the giant forehead and neck. I forget. It looks like Lurch.
Did you call it the Android Collection, Philip? Is that what you said?
Synthetic. Well, whatever you want to call it.
If you say synthetic, does that not include the Doctor? Because that changes.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, I think with that, I'm thinking of, for Voyager, the one with the murder hologram, where... He's, you know, murdering everyone.
Well, there's Prototype in Voyager as well.
That's true. There's that, too.
I'm just saying there should be a distinction, because if you want to include everything...
We don't
want to
include holograms.
We don't want to include the holograms.
Oh, is it? Well, that's kind of holographic-ist of you.
Okay.
We'll give them their own.
We're making a
playlist, okay?
So then the hologram collection.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can include Moriarty and...
Bashir.
Big Goodbye, and then Bashir, and... there's a ton. You could include, you would have to include,
Captain Proton.
Yes, of course, Captain Proton. I was thinking of Deep Space Nine, the singer, the lounge singer.
Vic Fontaine.
Vic Fontaine, of course, you'd have to have.
You could have the Ocean's 11 episode.
Yep.
That's all holographic.
Yeah, and then you have was it Bada Bing, Bada Bang, I think?
Yeah, and then Andy Dick Voyage.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
And then where would we go? Is there anything in Discovery that we would...
Oh, and then with Lower Decks, you'd have a Badgie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gosh, that's Badgie. Yeah, that's true.
Sheesh. Didn't they have in Discovery, I want to say they had, like, they had that hologram when they were trying to dissect, like, what had happened. There was, like, the alternate reality person, and they displayed them in the sick bay. Remember? And it was,
that
like...
That was for season, or episode one or two of season three. I know what you're
talking about. Yeah, but we were all, you know, wondering, like, why are we seeing a... well, I guess programmable matter. Is the programmable matter going to become alive, guys? Because it feels like that's what's just next, you know.
Well, we said about the gel packs on Voyager, so, yeah.
To get this cheese to sickbay. But, yeah, no, a lot of... Well, and then Picard, you have Rios and all of his holograms.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That is one thing that Picard would be able to participate in, for sure, yeah.
And then, obviously, future will have Prodigy with holographic Janeway.
Oh, holographic Janeway. That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
is she going to death mode?
Does she get the emergency command pips, like, do-do-do-do-do on her... on her neck, because that'd be awesome.
I think she just comes with this.
Yeah, standard. She's already captain.
Which, so. I mean, I think we have to include that one episode with the doctor with the emergency command hologram. It's such a fun episode. Yeah, I think a hologram definitely would fit its own. I think that would be a more fun playlist, honestly, it than the artificial life form.
Mobile emitter package.
Come in a mobile emitter. That's true. Yeah, you could have... that future.
It could literally be the size of a mobile emitter because it's just data on there. So you just plug it in.
It's just USB.
Yeah, you slide up and a USB comes out and then you try one way and then you got to turn it around and try it again and then turn it around and try it again.
Come on, guys. Even in 2021, we're all onto USB-C here. Come on. Get with the times.
Oh, I'm glad isolinear chips are made universal up and down so it's easier to plug in.
How do you think Data can do it so fast?
He does it so fast. Now I want to see him doing it, but having to turn it around all the time. get it in. It's like self-destruct in 10 seconds. Come on. Just accept the chip.
It has to blow it like a Nintendo.
Blow on it like
Oh, there you
Nintendo.
Go. That's a great idea for another collection, Darren. The, what is it called? The warp core... When you shoot it out, what is it called?
Ejecting the warp core?
The warp core ejection
collection?
I mean, it doesn't happen that often, but I mean, you have Insurrection.
Yep, Insurrection.
Voyager. You have Voyager does it like once or twice at least. Mm-hmm. I'm trying
It happens.
Generations. It just blows up. You're right.
They try to do it and it doesn't work, right? Yeah.
Because of the plot.
Yeah, plot. Oh,
in 2009.
Is it 2009 that they do it? Yeah. Well,
that's how they kill Nero. They're trying to.
If we want to call that a warp core, but sure.
That's what they call it. I didn't write the story, Darren. That's what they call it.
And Discovery, they have the shoot it with the sparks warp core ejection at the end to defeat the bad guy.
See? Look at that.
I hate this one even more than the other.
You have the collection, you just press the button, the disc just falls to the floor.
Like, well, at least, I would say, Insurrection did it best. Just don't show it. Just have Riker say, eject the warp core, and then Geordi's like, I just did. No, don't even need to see it. Too bad. Next shot is it just floating in space, ready to blow up. I'd prefer that over the shoot it down the sparky tube for a mile before it gets out of the ship. No, that sucker's right next to the hull.
Coming down.
That sucker's right next to the hull. There's no reason for it to go through any tube. It's right there.
Now, see, warp power is like a series of tubes.
No, that's the turbo lift system, Philip. That's definitely a system.
Ooh,
of
stuck
tubes.
In a turbo lift collection. Oh, God. Man, we could be here forever.
No, it's just what?
What do you mean? Just like there's TNG.
Okay, one with Picard. You have the kids.
You have DS9, Loxana, and Odo.
Okay, okay.
You have sure it happened in Voyager.
You have
Discovery with what you know when she was fighting at the end there in season two.
Well, Discovery. I would also think of the short trek with Spock and Number One stuck in the turbolift.
That's another one.
feel like we're clutching at the dilithium tips at this point, just stuck in the turbo lift. We could do like disasters on the ship where things don't work, not counting the holodeck, because that's like every holodeck episode. But you know, I think of like disaster or things where like they're stuck in a room or they're stuck, you know, on another part of the ship, or civil defense. You know, that's a cool one where they got to get out of the ore, because apparently there's still ore processing. We haven't changed that into something else with all that space. Could build something there, but no, gonna leave it as ore processing just in case you got to turn that part back of the ship or on the station back on. All right. Well, these were a lot of fun playlist collections, and I honestly don't know why streaming services don't have playlists. It doesn't make sense to me. I would love to be able to queue up an episode here, an episode there, a best of, or something about, you know, not just in Star Trek, but in general. Like, I want to recreate all my Saturday morning, you know, and just here's an episode of Gargoyles followed by Darkwing Duck followed by, you know, I want that. But unless it's all in your My Play list or whatever they call it on each platform. So I think they should do that. I think it would make it a lot more fun. But if we wanted to talk to you, Philip, about your Stuck in a Turbolift series, the romantic drama, where would they find you?
They would climb, beat on the top and climb that ladder with me on Twitter at NC Public Servant.
You could also have the shot of Spock rocket booting through the turbolift shaft an impossible number of times.
With all those numbers.
Yeah. With all those numbers going by. It's okay, guys. We got the numbers. They'll know where they are. Well, in editing, guys, did you think about this? Because
which direction are they going?
You made it worse. Wait, did they just pass 62? Because that doesn't make any sense. And Daniel, if someone wanted to talk to you about the Jeffrey Combs special edition, where would they find you?
Oh, that's fantastic. They could find me on Twitter. My handle is The Real Jeffrey Combs. And I can talk with you about all those appearances.
And if someone wanted to find me and talk to runabouts or not starships, maybe we'll dock them somewhere else. They can find me on Twitter, Twitch, or Instagram under username Dr. Sci-Fi. DRSCIFI.
Ooh, the crash shuttlecraft collection.
Oh, yeah. You got the Galileo 7. You got a lot of stuff going on. Oh,
that terrible one where Picard is crashed on that. Do you remember that episode? One of the ones I never remember. What is the name of it? Where he's on the planet and I don't even remember what happens. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's just him and...
Well, isn't this the one where there's the three beings that are trying to learn about humans, and one goes with him? Is it Picard that's like on the planet?
Romance.
That sounds right. What is it?
Yeah.
Anything else?
There's also the one with Tuvok crashed on the planet where someone also tries to fall in love with him.
Always crashing shuttles.
Or where B'Elanna crashes and is the muse. It happens a lot, guys.
Oh God, that episode's so bad.
Not that bad.
B'Elanna on the oceans. Voyager, sail away. All right. Well, I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
Stranded here in our crash shuttle on City Alpha 3.